Now, looking at the membership of the Travel Agents Association of India, active members, any firm or company having an established place of business in India as a travel agent approved by the International Air Transport Association, IATA, that can become a member of TAI. Associate members, any active member having a branch in India that has been approved by IATA as a credit agent shall be eligible to be a branch associate. Allied associate, any firm or company who is regularly engaged or associated with the travel and tourism industry and having their place of business in India, such as hoteliers, caterers, forwarding and clearing agents, tour operators, guide organizations, CRS companies, press and media, GSAs, and travel-related services other than airline ticket services shall be eligible to be allied associate. Government associates, any tourist department of central government or state government or foreign government shall be eligible for membership as a government associate. These are the different factors that are there, different people, data organizations that can become a part of TAI. The Indian Association of Tour Operators is a national body of tour operators in India. It was formed in the year 1982. It is closely linked with US, Nepal and Indonesia with USTOA, NATO and ASITA as its members. IATO includes government ministries, departments, chambers of commerce and industry and diplomatic missions. IATO members fall under five categories: active, allied, associate, international and honorary. The active members are selected and approved by the Department of Tourism and they have at least 3 years experience of handling international tourists to India. The executive committee is headed by the president with a team of 6 office bearers and 9 executive members. Now let's see, Adventure Tourism Development Committee, Civil Aviation Press and PR Committee, Domestic Tourism Development Committee, the Grievances Committee, Guides Coordination Committee, Host Committee, Hotel Relations Development Committee, IATO News Committee, Legal Affairs, Insurance and Consumer Committee, Privileged Car Development Committee, Railways Coordination and Development Committee, Surface Transport Development Committee, and Website Development Committee. These are the different committees of the IATO. It helps in giving a kind of a heading to an industry. People from the website development, people from the hotel relations, people from legal affairs all come under a certain committee. The aims and objects of the Indian IATO: to promote and encourage the development tourism throughout the country and to secure the welfare of the tourism trade in all respects, to communicate with public bodies in India, government departments or committees, International Air Transport Association, and promote measures in the interest of the travel trade. That is the aim, to be able to promote tourism throughout the country, secure the welfare of tourism in all aspects, to communicate with bodies to see that tourism in India can be made more easy, a better experience, to try and amicably settle disputes of the members, to protect the interests of the members of the association from the malpractices of foreign tour operators, to set up and maintain high ethical standards in the industry, to organize overseas promotional tours jointly with various airlines and the government of India, to institute awards for excellence in tourism-related activity. These are certain points that the IATO is working towards to help promote tourism in India. Maharashtra Tourism Development Corporation, MTDC, has been established under the Companies Act 1956, fully owned by the Government of Maharashtra for development of tourism. A state tourism board, MTDC, has been playing a pivotal role in projecting the multifaceted culture and heritage of Maharashtra among visitors from all over the country and all over the world. The main role of MTDC is to run holiday resorts, hotels, motels, restaurants, and produce publicity and promotional matter for tourists. MTDC owns and maintains resorts at all key tourist centers. MTDC organizes festivals at the heritage sites and places of historical and tourist attractions. See, this is a government body. But what is it doing? It is playing a very pivotal role in promoting the culture, the heritage of the country. It has its own hotels, it has its own motels, it has restaurants, it is producing data for tourists. It owns resorts at all key centers. it is a part of the government to welcome the foreign traveler or a traveler into your state and say, welcome, stay with us, have an experience. They organize festival at heritage sites. See, they have to bring something else to the table, something plus to the table. Absolutely very important. And that is what they do. Prepare master plans for tourism development and area development in Maharashtra. Acquire land for private sector investment. They have to do that. They have to provide fiscal incentives to the private sector to be able to see they are able to grow financially. Coordinate infrastructure development when they are coming up with a new city, new towns, new planning. Disseminate information and publicity material like brochures and maintain website. They have to be able to give material out to be able to see that we are trying to spread awareness about Maharashtra, about this place, how best we can do it, which are the places which are unexplored and virgin. We need to get those places and to be able to make an impact on the Maharashtra tourism. Develop new concepts, camping grounds, water sports, caravans, tent camps, especially for the youth and budget tourists. You have to see that which are the camping grounds, water sports, caravans, tent camps, where you can have youth. You can have those people who want some adventure, some fun, to give them not only hotel stays, to make all different kinds of experiences in Maharashtra a valuable and an enriching experience. Coordinate with the travel trade, central and state government agencies to be able to promote your state, to see that enough brochure in government offices, all places, to be able to present and promote Maharashtra. The structure is the government of Maharashtra is the only shareholder of this company. The board of directors is appointed to look after the affairs of MTTC. The managing director is also appointed by the government. Secretary Tourism is one of the director of MTTC. The Minister Tourism and Minister of State for Tourism are the chairman and vice chairman respectively. MTTC authorized travel agents. It appoints authorized agents to book hotel rooms and wildlife safaris online and on commissions. They are supposed to promote wildlife. They are supposed to book hotels. They have certain agents who are affiliated with the MTTC, who only work for the MTTC to try and see how best they can cater to the customer in their hotel bookings. They want to do adventure tourism to help them book safaris and so on, and they get commissions in return. MTTC Limited, in association with Indian Railways, Ministry of Tourism, launched a super deluxe luxury train, the Deccan Odyssey. MTTC organized the Dolphin and Turtle Festival at Murud and Villas. It organized a mega cultural event, Maharashtra Tourism Diwali at Times Square, to promote heritage and culture of the state on September 22, 2013 at Times Square, New York, USA. See, this is how you go about promoting your state, promoting your culture, your heritage. They had a show, the Maharashtra Tourism Diwali at Times Square. It was done to promote the tourism in Maharashtra. Maharashtra Unlimited, the new slogan of Maharashtra Tourism Development Corporation, symbolizes the vast potential of the state to develop into a premier tourist destination. Maharashtra Unlimited. That means no matter how much you may see Maharashtra, there is always enough more to see. Every state, every country, every city wants to develop, wants to grow, wants to showcase its beauty, its best attractions and positive features. That is what MTTC is doing today. 8.5 Responsible Tourism. Tourism is one of the world's fastest growing industries. The fast-paced growth has positive effects like the economic impact. It accounts for 9% of the world GDP and $1.3 trillion in exports and 6% of the world's trade. Just look at these figures and understand how big they are. It brings economic benefits to the local communities, to the places where the tourists come. It encourages greater global connectivity. The high pace of growth also results in negative impact. What are those? The greenhouse gas emissions, too much of transportation, water consumption and waste management, degradation of the culture and art of the area. To combat the negative impacts while still providing the tourists with a positive experience is known as responsible tourism. You have to keep your culture alive, your heritage alive. You have to see that the art and all other forms are kept intact. They don't degenerate because of too much tourism and lack of maintenance. Very important for any state, not only Maharashtra. How responsible tourism works. environment, making appropriate use of environmental resources that are important for tourism development, like the mountains, water bodies and forests, etc. They have to make use of these resources and maintain ecological process to conserve natural heritage and biodiversity. While we have to maintain the nature, we also have to see, we have to maintain ecological processes to preserve the national heritage, all the places which give your country or city a good name. Social, respecting the socio-cultural authenticity of host communities, conserving their cultural heritage and traditional values, and contributing to intercultural understanding and tolerance. You have to respect the socio-cultural authenticity of host communities, conserving their cultural heritage and traditional values, and you have to see that you bring about a positive impact over there, and you contribute to its understanding and knowledge. Economics, ensuring viable long-term economic programs which provide equal socio-economic benefits to all stakeholders, including employment and income-earning opportunities, thus contributing to poverty alleviation. Economics, what does it do? It helps in long-term economic programs which provide socio-economic benefits to all the stakeholders in that state, in that village. People who are going there, obviously going to spend money. They're going to stay at homestays or the hotels or small resorts or lodges. They are giving revenue, they are creating employment, and the socio-economic development of that place is bound to happen. Now, agenda for sustainable tourism, economic viability, community well-being, you have to see that the community is protected, cultural richness is not harmed, the physical integrity, the biological diversity, resource efficiency is not harmed, the environmental purity is always maintained, whatever there may be lakes, there may be grasses, fields, there may be different types of nature's gift to the land. See that it is well maintained. Then local prosperity, people who are there benefit from tourists. Employment quality, the employment quality has to improve. Then social equality, the social equity is important for the upliftment of the poor. Visitor fulfillment, when he comes there, he should be happy, he had a good experience and go back. And local control, you have to see that the bodies inside in that place have a local control to be able to have sustainable tourism. Global Code of Ethics. The UNWTO developed a Global Code of Ethics for the tourism industry. It is a comprehensive set of principles designed to guide key players in tourism development. The Code's 10 principles cover the economic, social, cultural, and environmental components of travel and tourism. Now see, this is a code developed by a trade organization. Why is this done? To see that we cover the social, economic, and cultural environment components of any place of travel and tourism and preserve it, keep it. The codes are defined and detail out its separate articles. Article 1. Tourism contribution to mutual understanding and respect between people and societies. Article 2. Tourism as a vehicle for individual and collective fulfillment. It should be for a fulfillment. The person is coming or the persons are coming. Tourism as a factor of sustainable development. The people, tourists come to a place. They bring money. They spend. It is a reason for sustainable development. Tourism, a user of the cultural heritage of mankind and contributor to its enhancement. If there were no tourists, who would visit the cultural heritage sites? And if you don't visit those, you don't have entry fees, or people don't come to your city and stay in your hotels, and we don't collect taxes, how does that state grow? It is very important for us to be able to preserve our cultural heritage, and if you don't have money to do that, it becomes difficult. Article 5, tourism, a beneficial activity for host and community. The people hosting, the communities who are there, they get money, revenue, people come from abroad, stay, spend, eat. So it all turns into revenue for the place where the tourists are going. Article 6, obligations of stakeholders in tourism development. What are the obligations of the people involved in tourism development? Right to tourism for all global citizens of the world. Everyone has the right to travel anywhere. That should be made mandatory. Liberty of tourist movements and ease of boundary regulations, Article 8. Then, rights of the workers and entrepreneurs in the tourism industry so that the workers are not exploited, another important factor. And implementation of the principles of the Global Code of Ethics for Tourism to see that travel and tourism as an industry grows and reaps more benefits for every country across the world and for the people who are there in that country. Responsible form, the Ecotourism Society of India, they are the responsible form of tourism which encourages going back to natural products in every aspect of life. Now that is gathering momentum. Travel-related organizations are addressing the needs of the ecotourists and promoting ecotourism in the country. Then Ecotourism Society of India was formed by a group of eminent professionals from the tourism industry. It was formed under the advice of Ministry of Tourism in 2008 as a non-profit organization. The Ecotourism Society of India promotes environmentally responsible and sustainable practice in the tourism industry across the country. They want the country to grow. They want the eco habitat to grow, to have nature, to have agriculture around us. They are taking care of the environment. They are taking care of the ecotourism. It is their part, their function, and they feel the need to protect this. They have bodies to do this. Some of the important objectives of ESY are: tabulate eco-sensitive areas where tourism will have an impact on the social, cultural, and natural environment. You have to see which is the area where tourism will have an impact, if it's negative or positive. You have to study that. Work with empowered bodies to establish caring capacity and sustainable tourism practices. You have to work with good bodies to see that you have good practices. People going to different places do not get a bad experience. There will be code of ethic towards your tourist. Tourists and visitors, numbers and tourism practices must allow nature to regenerate in itself. All the tourism practices must be allowed to regenerate. People come, the hosts are good, they take care of them. All this is taken care of, and this in itself is a growth. It regenerates work and business. To work with environment bodies to develop policies and code of conduct for promotion of sustainable tourism and help implement the same. You have to do that. You have to work with the government bodies to see that you can develop policies, the code of conduct. You have to promote sustainable tourism. How are you going to do that without their help? To work towards certification of tourism service providers, you have to give them a certificate to recognize them, recognize their efforts, their work, for whatever they are doing to promote tourism in India. To act as a watchdog for excessive consumption of natural resources and any negative impact in the tourism sector, you have to be able to be a watchdog. If you're an ecotourist company, you have to see that all the natural resources are well kept and preserved, and there is no harm done to them over the years as people keep coming in. Then some of the important objectives, other important objectives are to support research in tourism environment related areas, work with service providers to enhance quality of their services to be to a level to be sustainable and eco-friendly, encourage use of appropriate local practice, materials, art, craft, architecture, food, encourage energy saving practices, water harvesting, use of solar panels and other natural energy resources. You see, when you interact between two communities, between the big and the small, there's always some learning that comes out from it. Sometimes from small villages, we learn how rainwater harvesting is done, how they save on light. So these are certain things that we all learn towards time. Encourage good waste management practices, especially non-biodegradable materials. You have to be able to encourage waste management practices. Encourage low polluting general practices and minimize carbon footprint. You have to see the less of carbon footprint, the less of emissions, the more safer and the more beautiful your world is. Organize trainings to create awareness on ecotourism. You have training programs to see how ecotourism can be taken care of, how things can be developed, and how they should grow. Hotels, resorts, travel agents, and airlines. Polythene bags. We will convert whatever possible from the use of polythene bags to paper bags, cloth bags, and other alternatives. This is the environmental pledge for hotels, resort, travel agents, and airlines. Stationery and other publicity material on recycled paper. We will introduce the use of recycled paper for our stationery and other publicity items. You see in many of the five-star resorts, it's mentioned over there, eco-friendly, made from natural resources. See, they make it a point to mention that because they want to become eco-friendly. They want you to go back home and save the environment. to learn something new. Alternate source of energy for fuel. Where possible, we have to convert solar power, such as solar heating and lighting, etc. They have to find alternatives for getting the light from the sun. They have to be able to create solar power, so they save on light and electricity. Garbage disposal. We'll introduce the system of separating recycled and non-recycled garbage in a responsible way so as not to harm the local environment. You have to be very careful. Now, you have to also see water catchment and treatment has to be done. So, recycle water. Ecologies and resorts, you have to preserve the earth, the areas, animal, bird life, plant saplings to see that these natural resources are taken care of. Alternate use of fuels. We will limit the burning of firewood and you will see that you have to save energy, save fuel. Use of ethnic materials to keep in local landscaping. We have to incorporate architectural types to the area. We have to employ local people to be able to generate employment over there and see that this all is in fact a growth factor in the natural environment through products, through people and different ways to be able to sustain and grow. Thank you.